have to spend it that way, but if it, if you don't have to spend it that way, then I think I need to get more into the whole funding thing, especially when it comes to state money, because obviously we've taken a lot of our own money meant for other things and paid for school development, school buildings. Now we, how do we get that back so we can use it for other schools? That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, if we can bring up the other element, I believe I'm trying to confirm with Paul that San Ysidro High School was hardship. You got a lot more state money.
Yes, there's a an ability, back when the state had money, they had a program called hardship where if you had bonded yourself to, you couldn't sell any more bonds, you jumped through some hoops, you got more than 50% state funding, and San Ysidro was eligible for that and received more state funding for the initial school.
The other concept is only here, because your CFDs are huge, do you run into the thought that I'm going to have this CFD pay for this school? I have school districts that are thrilled to form a CFD of over 75 dwelling units.
Right, but we're talking about our districts. Yeah. Well, I don't really care about the other districts because our focus is on ours, and I think what we're trying to look at is I get that we're going to have to use CFD money to get the new schools. Eventually, I'd like to see them, when they start paying in for their CFD with that growth that's coming in and why we're building those schools, I'd like to see those CFDs pay for those schools, and we shift the costs to the other schools so until it comes up a up higher percent.
And I'll add a column for state funding.
I know, but I don't, as long as if there's any flexibility to state funding, I want it used for the schools that haven't had squat. And that's what I'm getting to.
Got it.
Because, and that's what we're all getting to. It's not that we don't want new schools or have, you know, these great schools that we have. We're proud of those schools. They're wonderful. But
okay. Equity.
Slide 15.
Sorry. This slide shows you the remaining CFD facilities needs. So basically I took slide number 10, which showed us that we'd have 13,036 students in the CFDs that build out. I subtracted the last slide we just looked at that showed that we have already constructed facilities to house 9,753 students. And it shows you in the future we're going to need to house 3,283 students. So basically, so far in the CFD program, we have built 75% of the CFD impact. It's the center section over on the right. I want to compare that to the bottom facts. CFD current development status, total projected dwelling units at build out, projected developed units to July 1, 2015, 85%. So the CFDs are 85% built out, and with the money we have so far, we've built 75% of the facilities. And you're thinking, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. It's because we haven't, when we get the first part of the analysis done, then we need to look at the future. What is the revenue stream coming in? If we just had a home come under the tax roll this year, I still have 24 years to collect. So that's the second part of the puzzle. This takes those future facilities needs of the 3,283. We use a cost per student sourced from the 2014 fee justification report to let you know, basically, those students will impact the district $287,860,049. The next slide talks about setting the special tax rates by resolution. You must wonder why we come every year at this time. First off, first two bullets let you know that the County of San Diego requires a resolution be adopted. In order to submit the charges under the property tax roll, I have to provide the County of San Diego with a resolution from this board. Second bullet just lets you know that all the charges must be submitted and possibly resubmitted by August 10th. if something's not eligible to be applied, sometimes properties have split, something has happened. So the final deadline is August 10th. The bottom one summarizes the purpose of the resolution. First bullet lets you know that we're establishing the maximum special tax rate for properties for which the first or initial tax year is 15-16 and the maximum special tax rate for existing properties. The second purpose for the resolution is to establish the actual tax rates. I'll try to go a little quicker as it gets later and later. Maximum special tax rates. It tells you that the RMA gives you the base special maximum special tax rate. It increases annually by the greater of the building cost index, or 2%. The resulting base maximum tax rate is set for the first year of the levy for a property, and don't worry too much, the next one's a visual, so much easier. And after the initial year, the maximum tax goes up by 2%. Okay. This, I keep thinking that a picture is worth 1,000 words. This is actually an RMA. I cut and pasted from CFD 11 so you can see exactly how it reads. The table provides you the annual maximum special tax that was established in 97-98, just in case you ever open one. 97-98, first paragraph is talking about the greater of the index or 2% for the initial year. Second paragraph is talking about, I'm sorry if I'm making that arcing noise. The second paragraph is talking about the already developed properties going up by 2%. Bottom is a little asterisk there explaining what house square footage is, just in case you look at this later. It's the livable square footage of a house. You don't include the garage. This is the visual because I know math is hard with words. I want to focus on that column that says base tax rate. And the very first number, 97-98, we just read it. It was set at 0.2915. The next year, as your administrator, we look and see, what did the index do? The index went up by 2.8, so the escalator we used was 2.8. The base tax rate is now 2.997. The next year, the escalator didn't go up at all. But the words say I use the greater of the index or 2%, went up 2%. So there's the math. The columns off to the right show you that if you are in the CFD and your initial tax year is 97-98, for 01-02, look at the very bottom, you're going to pay $3,155.3155 per square foot. The very same house, it's issued a building permit the next year, and their first year of their levy is 98.99. They're going to pay 0.3180 per square foot. So every one of your CFDs, imagine CFD number one, it has an initial year for every year that it's been around, and it escalates down by 2%.